She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
We have so much going on in our lives. Andrea and I are both incredibly busy, as I'm sure all of you are as well. So part of me is like, when do I have time to keep up with social media? Yet I know it's so important and it's something you want to do and it helps build communities. And here to talk about this is our wonderful friend, Cornell Thomas. It's been way too long. Hey, Cornell, so glad you're back.
Hey, ladies, how are you? I miss you guys. I'm glad to be on your radio show again.
We're so glad to have you. All right, Cornell, so let's jump into this. My husband's always saying, "Hun, you got to do your Twitter. You got to do this. You're not on Instagram." And I was just like, how do I do everything? I mean, I always marvel at these people who have all this stuff. I'm guessing they have somebody help them. Give us some hints, yeah. Cornell, and why is this so important?
Well, it depends on what you're promoting. So there's a lot of people, for me personally, you know, I speak and I'm an author, so I want to spread positivity as much as possible. So it's not like I'm just promoting myself, I'm more promoting my message. And when people talk about social media, they freak out because they're like, when's the right time of day? And now you have all these social media experts are telling you when to tweet and when to do whatever. My thing is, you got to do it like everything else in moderation. Like, I do all my stuff pretty much in the morning. When I'm up, the kids are asleep, my wife is asleep, I get my stuff done, and then during the day I might throw a tweet out here or there if I go somewhere and I want to help promote, say, my jiu-jitsu school or something like that. So it's just a moderation and finding the best time for you. You shouldn't, you know, throw away something that you really like doing just to tweet. Or I'm with my kids, but, you know, I have to put this tweet out because some expert said at 9:05 p.m. I've got to throw a tweet out. So I just think it's up to your schedule, but the key is being consistent with it.
Now, Cornell, you said something a moment ago that I thought was interesting, and I think this is one of the things that I'm not very good at. You're supposed to promote the message, not just yourself. So I'll be like, oh, I'm talking about this, or look at the show, look at this. And instead of saying, okay, you know, I don't know how to do it well. Andrea, I think you do it really well. Do you know what I'm trying to say? It's kind of like, for example, someone got mad at me because we had this page for our high school, our 30-year reunion was recently, and I posted something about the show, and this woman's like, your stuff is everywhere. Like, why do you have to post it here? And there was this big debate, and people were like, we want to know about the shows. And yeah, I know. Wow. Anyway, so the point is that then I felt like, geez, am I overdoing it? Am I not promoting? Is it making, because for her, it was like, it's Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. And that's not what I was doing. I've had people listen to the shows and be like, you changed my life because I tried this supplement or I do this exercise. I mean, Andrea, I don't know if you've heard stuff like that, but that's what I was trying to promote. But I think it can come across that you're really braggy. Andrea, do you find that too? Sometimes people take it the wrong way.
You know what? I don't, only because I don't post that often. So my love is mostly Instagram. And I don't post every day. And I'll just post, like Cornell's saying, when I feel there's something important that I want to post about. So I haven't heard that personally. If people are thinking that, they haven't told me that. But maybe it's just because I'm not on it enough, I think. I'm just not on it enough, I think, more than anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Cornell, have you heard that from people where you're afraid to look braggy?
If I did hear it, I wouldn't listen. So it's like, even if someone did say something, it wouldn't stop what I'm doing. You know, so I'm not. This is the thing that bugs me a little bit, because it's kind of a catch-22. Yes, I'm promoting a message, but people are going to see my face because I'm the one that's speaking. I'm not going to put a tape recorder on a stool to a group of 1,000 people and say, okay, well, this is my speech. You know, like, so.
Plus, you're so handsome. That would be such a shame.
Yeah. So for me, it's more, I'm not worried about what people, if the message is really important, who cares what people think? Like, there's always going to be someone somewhere that's going to have something to say about what you're doing. So that doesn't stop me from posting. The thing that when I coach how to help people on social media, I say, don't worry about how many followers you have. Worry about your connections and friends. Like, I don't have followers. Like, on Twitter, I have, like, I don't know, like 19,000 something followers. I maybe talk consistently to 10. On Periscope, which is this new app that's out, that's amazing.
Oh, I've heard about that.
It's amazing. I have a group of people I call my wolf pack that are just like these amazing people from all over the place, like Tokyo and Canada and Colorado and everywhere. And it's like there's 60 of us and we talk all the time. It's like I have 60 friends that I've never really met before. And it's like, because I'm building a community. I'm not worried about getting my numbers up. You know, like, I'm, 7,000 people are following me, so I must be popular. No, out of those 7,000 people, you might interact with one. So it's like, who are you interacting with? You can't make a change with people you don't talk to. So that's my main thing with social media. It's like building this organic community where we can help each other and inspire each other and get each other better.
Yeah, I think that's good. And I think you have such a good point. I mean, it's not just going to be a tape recorder up there. It is you, but it's really more about what you're promoting and what you're doing. And I even said to the person who was upset with me, I said, look, you know, I work really hard and I want people to be able to hear these shows because we have these amazing people on. And she was like, well, we all work hard. And I'm thinking, well, then promote yourself. Like, I would be totally psyched if you promoted yourself. You know, I think it's really important. I think it's the way you do it. If you're like, I'm so wonderful, if you're not, that's not nice. But that's not what I would think most people are doing.
Yeah, I mean, but what if you did put you're so wonderful, but didn't say anything great for anybody else? But, I mean, you are. I mean, you and Andrea are awesome.
Oh,
so why can't, like, it's just a society we live in. It's like we can't have any confidence. Like, you can't post anything where it's like, hey, you know what? I lost 15 pounds. I want to show people because now someone has a problem with it. You know, like, so I honestly, unless it's my mom or my immediate family, if they're like, hey, Cornell, you know what? That's overkill, or you know what? You're a jerk or whatever. Then I'll listen. Anybody else that has a problem, I don't care. I got some great advice when I was at a speaking event in San Francisco. It was called Own the Room. And they were talking about when you speak, if you're worried about yourself, then you're completely forgetting why you're up there speaking in the first place. So it's just about the message. Don't worry about what you look like. Obviously, you want to be presentable. But it's about the audience and what they take away from your speech. And it's the same thing with social media. What are they taking away from your post? If they're taking away from your post zero, then you're probably not going to have people that are going to consistently follow you and want to connect with you.
You know, I love that you said that because that goes back, not even social media, that goes back to so many different things. I remember when I was first started doing TV media and I would be so nervous. I mean, this is going back probably 7 years ago. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I can't believe they're going to be looking at me. Millions of people are looking at me. And I remember one of my mentor once said to me, he's like, get over yourself, Andrea. It's not about you. It's about your message. Nobody cares about you. They care about what you're saying. And it's all about the message you're putting out there. And it's funny because, I mean, he was so right. And I was so caught up in my ego. And I remember every time it really helped me get over it because every time I would go on TV, now I'm not nervous anymore because I just think back to what Franco said to me. And it's like, it's not about me. It's about the message that we're putting out there. So I love that you say that.
It's so big. And I don't care if there's 100,000 people that I'm speaking in front of. There's no nerve for me. It's excitement. You know, it's all that little pit in my stomach is excitement because I can't wait to share what I talk about to other people. And you're the same way, Andrea. At least you're the same way. So that's the most important thing. And when I talk about building a community, when you give value, and you guys give value every day with your radio show, with what you post, people are going to want to follow you. Because you're not saying, you know what, I'll let you see my Instagram post where, you know, you could eat better, but it's going to cost you $9. You know, you just kind of put it out there, and people just appreciate that. And same thing with your radio show. Anybody can kind of tune in and hear it. You guys just find free value for people. You're always going to have people to follow you, but you have to be consistent. And if you guys aren't on Periscope, shame on you. You guys,
you know, it's so funny.
You guys
it's so funny you said that. We have Periscope. Naturally Savvy does have Periscope. And I don't know if I signed up for it, but we did sign up for Naturally Savvy. My partner has been bugging me to do it, and we are going to start. So Cornell and Lisa, when we do go live on Periscope the first time, I hope to see you there as part of our community.
Are you following me? Are you following me on Periscope? That's a big question.
You know what? I don't know, but I'm going
to
go check right after the show. I will check Cornell.
If you follow me, the whole wolf pack will follow you. And that means you guys will be blown up.
All right. I'll go do that as soon as we're off the show. I mean, Cornell, honestly, we love you, and
you
were exactly what we needed today to end our show, so thank you. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but please don't be a stranger. Come back again really soon, because you really are the highlight of our show. So follow Cornell, or you can go to his website at powerofpositivity.net. You can also follow him on Twitter, and at his wolf pack, apparently, at Cornell Thomas. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and be sure to check out Cornell on Periscope. Stay well.